What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This is the best of the Phillies on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Back to the phone in a moment, but we just heard about Trey Turner yesterday and the awesomeness. Let's hear that and more. A montage of last night's yesterday's awesome Phillies win.
We're going to need a montage.
Deep down the right field line, and that ball is gone into the lower seats, just over the railing, down the right field line, and Max Kepler with a home run, his 13th of the season, and the Phillies now lead it 3-1.
The 0-2, swing and a miss, struck him out. There's number 12 for Jesus Luzardo.
Grounded pass, Suarez into left field, a base hit. Marsh will come home and score. Bader is around to third, and Bryson Stott with his third hit of the day, and it's now 4-2 Phillies. Swinging a ground ball, right side, it's through. Onto the glove of Naylor, in to score is Stott. Here comes Turner, the throw, gets by at the plate. Both runners score. Phillies lead it 7-2 as Schwarber takes second on the overthrow.
Swinging a tapper towards the middle of the infield. Young backhand, the throw to first, not in time. It's a five-hit game for Trey Turner. 9-2 Phillies. Swung on, hit high and deep, right field. And that is gone. Just cleared over the railing, first row.
And Kyle Schwarber with home run number 45 puts an exclamation point on a series sweep for the Phillies. It's 11-2. It's a five RBI game for the major league leader.
It's hit sharply, but right at second. Stott has it. Fires to first, and the sweep is complete. Their fourth win in a row, 11-2 the final, as the Phillies take all three from Seattle.
And just in dominant fashion, the bats get going. The best series of the season. Ben, would you agree with that? You think it was the best series of the season for the Bills?
It was the best series in the last 5 years.
Whoa!
Yeah.
They did everything right. That is a statement right there.
They did everything right. I mean, everything. They pitched it. They caught it. They ran the bases like wizards. And obviously, they hit it. It was just remarkable to watch them play those three games.
So how much do you think, because we've talked a lot about the galvanizing force of the Wheeler injury and all that. I get in the moment, like this just happened. They're feeling it. There's all this emotion and stuff. How can they sustain this? How can they take this weekend, this moment, and prolong it so that it can carry them for the 2.5 months it would need to?
I think they can not try and make it better. It's like, I just hit a ball 450 feet. Next at bat, I want to go hit one 475. No, that 450 was good enough. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they just played really fundamental baseball, but they did it in such a fashion. They had 15 strikeouts over three games. That's it.
Yeah.
They had 15 strikeouts.
Yeah. 21-hit game, a 19-hit game.
But they struck out 45, and they had 48 hits in those three games.
Yeah.
They only have 15 strikeouts. The approach was, I played in Seattle with Danny Wilson, the manager for Seattle.
For the Seattle, yeah.
I played with him. He was my locker partner
Not Buzz from WIP. No. Different Dan Wilson. Correct. Yes, yes.
And I went in and talked to Danny yesterday before the game for about 45 minutes. And he was so impressed with the approach, the two-strike approach. And that is something we have not seen out of the Phillies. At times we have. We saw it in the recent road trip when they went to Texas. And then they went to Cincinnati. It was completely different. So I think they have what they see now is, I think it's sustainable in the fact that they don't have to make it any better. They realize what they have and what they're built for and that their time is now. And I think this whole Wheeler thing has kind of galvanized them and said, you know what, we're just human beings. That's all we are. But we get to play baseball at the highest level in a great city in front of the best fan base. And I think they kind of took that and ran with it.
Yeah. No, yeah. I'm with you. And I do think, like we talked about before, John, that a galvanizing force, any sort of thing like this could be one. But Ben made an interesting point before about like stepping back and thinking about life and thinking about where these guys are in their careers and all that. And I think the specific injury to Wheeler, it being something that is, you know, bigger than baseball, I do think that that might even have a more profound impact than if it was just, oh, we lost. I mean, losing Wheeler is going to have an impact, but yes. I think that the way they lost Wheeler might be more profound because of what it makes them step back and think. You know what I mean?
I think when they step back now, they're playing like it could be taken away from them. And that's what they see in Zach Wheeler. And so it's that much more palpable and real in their experience. They didn't have to experience it themselves, but this guy that they love, the best pitcher, their leader, their guy who always has an answer, you know, when we need him.
Yeah.
He's not able to do this thing anymore, and he might not. But no one knows.
No one knows. Yeah, and that's such a good point. I think that uncertainty has to add to all of it. And again, I think it's much John, I think that's such a good point of way of putting it, of they feel like it could be taken away from them at any moment. I think you feel that more when it's a blood clot out of nowhere than like, oh, he tore his you know, he's got to have Tommy John. Like, because they're desensitized to that. Like, yeah, you use the guy for the year, but it's like, oh, we understand that. That happens to everybody. Like, I get it. This is something that feels so out of nowhere and so unexpected that I would think it hits harder in that way.
It's like this guy loves doing what he does for a living, but now he can't do it. But yet we still get to do it. So let's go out and make the most of it.
Totally. Right. Totally. Yeah. It's fascinating.
No doubt.
Yeah. 215-592-9494 to chime in on all of it. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Jordan in Princeton. What up, Jordan?
What a great day at Citizens Bank Park yesterday. In addition to a beautiful Phillies performance, it was not 98 degrees. I did not get caught on the broadcast and outed to my coworkers for seeing a baseball game.
Good job, buddy. Good job.
So, yeah, that happened a couple of times this year. I can't say enough about how energized I feel after watching that game in person. I mean, pick any part of the team that you want to applaud. The approach at the plate showed discipline that I feel like I haven't seen, to Ben Davis's point, in 5 years. These were quality at-bats from everybody. No one's chasing.
Why were they doing it 5 years ago?
I don't think they
were. It's probably longer than 5 years.
we didn't see this since the 08-09 team.
Yeah.
And the feeling when these guys are stepping up into the box, it's they're looking to outdo each other. They're not even worried about Seattle. They're just worried about who's going to get more RBIs in this game than the next guy. And you could feel it sitting right by the dugout. Incredible energy coming from the dugout. I watched Kevin Long bear hug Harrison Bader and lift him off the while laughing. Like, that is what I want to see out of a team right now. That's how I want to see these guys coming together.
I've always believed in the hitting is contagious thing. Like, I just believe that. Like, I do think that you want, like, when guys are hitting, everyone else hits. Like, I know it's like an ineffable thing. Like, there's
it's
not
a thing,
but it's real. Like, yeah. I've my whole life playing baseball, when I played it, when I watch it, like, I've always believed hitting is contagious. Like,
I agree.
I think it's true.
How about throwing strikes is contagious? We had three starters and not our prime starters each throw double-digit strikes in this series. You know, I would always say, I've said on the show this week, you can get two or three things. Starting pitching, your bullpen, and your offense. We actually put all three together when all of
Ooh. Us
either recently or just a couple of months ago. There was one thing that I did see yesterday that was hugely concerning, and that was Nick Castellanos' body language in the dugout.
Oh, that's interesting.
I have never seen a guy more miserable walking into the clubhouse after a sweep where you hit 45 times in three games. It looked like somebody peed in his cornflakes.
Well, I mean, Rob Thompson kind of did, I guess, right? Like, you know, he's sitting games. He's not playing. Like, we saw how mad Nick got when he got pulled out of a game as a defensive replacement in the ninth inning of a game, and it led to a blow-up and him getting sat benched for a game and all that. This is him sitting games. Like, you're not in the lineup today, pal. Take a seat. I'm not surprised by it. I think it's the right decision. Jordan, we're not there. That's something when you're in the ballpark, you can see body language and how someone is in the dugout a lot better and stuff. But that is super concerning to me. Like, I don't like the idea of Nick Castellanos pouting. Like, grow up, dude.
No, he looked like a problem yesterday. And I am a fan of his. And when he's on, he's on. And he made some of the most consequential catches in recent Phillies memory to keep us alive in the playoffs. But I got to tell you, this platoon thing is not going to work for a guy like Nick Castellanos. They either got to play him or sit him, but that's going to be a growing problem.
Yeah,
in the
it's going to be fascinating.
In my opinion.
And he's a big part of that clubhouse. All right, Jordan, you got an answer for us?
I don't know if your daughter has seen this. It's an older movie at this point, but when I was a kid, Babe, That'll Do Pig.
Ah, That'll Do Pig. Pig. Good answer. That's funny. So if my daughter's not seen it, but we say That'll Do Pig in our house 50 times a week. Like, in every situation, my wife and I was like, oh, That'll Do Pig. You know, so that is a...
put some pork on your fork.
There you go. Well, I was, you know, wow, I would not go from talking about Babe to eating Babe, but sure, we can go that way.
Why don't you ask Ben about Bambi?
Right, I know, yeah.
I used to think we were going to eat my dog when died. When I was a little kid, I remember thinking that's just what you did.
Oh,
like,
no.
We went out, my dad went out and he killed pheasants and we would eat them. He would go kill deer and we would eat them.
I get it.
I really did. Yeah. I thought that it was a logical step.
That must have been a really terrifying thing to
Nikki,
believe as a child.
Brittany Spaniel died, that we would eat her too.
Oh no.
What the hell is wrong with you?
When I was a little kid.
It's Christmas.
And then she passed away. And I wasn't sure if we ate her.
Oh, my
and
God, then, John.
And then, this is unbelievable.
Don't we have a break soon?
Hey, think about this.
Please go to
Hold
break,
on.
James.
We would go to my Uncle Kirby's farm, and we would pick out a steer, and he would slaughter it for us, and we would eat that steer whole year, you know, from the basement freezer. So then I just thought Sammy, the chocolate lab...
Chocolate,
you know,
being the operative word,
the
there.
Chocolate that was going to be on the menu when
just
she
like
passed
to remind
away.
You that,
I can't.
Whoa, I'd like to remind you that your fact this morning was that cows have best friends.
That's true. Well, Rhea, thank you. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Young John Ritchie, weird kid.
Yeah. I mean, how many paint chips did you eat?
215-592-9494.
You're living off the land.
To talk Phillies, Eagles, or John's childhood, if you want to call in and comment on that. We'll take those calls. 215-592. Now, if there is someone else out there who thought that you hate dogs, I'm dying.
Please don't call.
I want to know if John.
I don't know if there is.
Because that's the point. I think it is actually possible that John is the only person in human history who has thought this way. So I'm intrigued to know if there's no...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Other one.
You've been listening to the best of the Phillies on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio today. And
this segment is sponsored you by this furry segment is sponsored by CJ's Tire and Auto. At CJ's Tire and Auto, you can save big on service and on thousands of tires. From all the top-tier brands you trust, CJ's isn't just about tires. They've got your whole ride covered. Visit CJ's Tire and Auto today.
Gotta love it. Gotta love it. Coming up in I guess, an hour, you'll be walking down there, Hugh, checking it out.
Yeah, I'm going to go. You know what? I was told to wait till the drinks start
flowing. Right, till the drinks start flowing tonight.
Yeah, then it might get a little, you know, might get a little different.
Yeah. just get a room, stay for the night?
I ain't going to do that. Okay. I ain't that. Right. I just want to see. I want to you know, get some footage, you know, hang out a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, and then I'm going to go. Because that's not, you know, I respect the fact that this is a whole culture thing. I just want to be, you know. I just want to see.
Yeah. And today, if you're just joining us, this is a Hugh Douglas takeover of the Midday Show completely. I mean, this is always Hugh's show. But today, no Joe, no Kyle, Luke Nichols, myself in for those guys today. And Hugh has taken over control.
You know, and the nerve of Kyle Quinn to try to – he tried to police the show from wherever he is.
Yeah, come on, Kyle.
Come on, Kyle. You got to stop doing that.
Can't do that.
You can't be doing that.
Yeah.
What do you think this is? You ain't the boss of me.
The best was, I wish we had Max videoing when Hugh walked into the meeting today. Because Hugh walks in, and the smile that crept over his face as first off, he tells Luke, get out of my seat.
He's like,
don't get on us.
We have seat arrangements.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, I'm out. Okay.
The funny thing is, and I'm sorry to do this, Luke, when I came into the room, I saw Luke sitting in that seat. And instead of giving him the warning, I'm just gonna let this play out. I wanted to see the reaction when Hugh came in because I knew it was
What you doing?
I knew it was going to be favorable. Yeah. But Hugh tells Luke to get out of his seat, and then he's like, this is my show today. And we're running.
He's like, oh, yeah, we're going to talk about what I want to
We're running through the Tri-Day ideas. Hugh's like, no. We're doing
the furry.
What furry costume should I wear? So that is our tri-day today for Friday. We've had some good ones. Unicorn, werewolf. A bunch of different stuff. Minotaur.
Somebody said Minotaur?
Maybe we had just batted Minotaur.
Well, that's mythical. That's the mythical creature.
Yeah. Those things are creepy, those Minotaurs.
Yeah, but it all depends on which one it is. No, because a Minotaur, I think you're talking about the Centaur.
Centaur, that's what I'm talking
about. Yeah, the Centaur, I think, is the four-legged one.
Yeah, I'm talking about the horse.
Minotaur with the Minotaur is the one, yeah.
Yeah, the guy head or whatever. 215-592-9494. Want to get in on that, talking about the Eagles, whether you think they're a lock to win the NFC East this year. And Rob Thompson, does he deserve manager of the year consideration? I think he does. I think Rob Thompson has done a phenomenal job managing this team, putting these guys in the right situation. And the Phillies in a great spot now as we move forward. And one of the things with the Phillies that I'm looking at now is the division is all but over. I mean, the Phillies have, a seven-game lead on the Mets now in the NL East. They're in a great spot. I think it's critical that they get that second seed and get that bye, Hugh, because in my mind, I always wanted to avoid the three-game series. Mm-hmm. I get that you get the layoff. You have to sit for a few days. I'd rather take that risk than I would risk playing in the three-game series, and especially now that you don't have Zach Wheeler. You want to be able to set your rotation for the NLDS.
I was about to say that. You want to finish strong. You want to finish strong enough to put yourself in that position. And then you want to rest your bullpen. You want to rest your starters, too. You want to give them an opportunity to just, get up to speed. Because you're probably going to have to lean on them. When the playoffs start and you're a part of it, you're probably going to have to lean on that bullpen heavily. And your starters are going to have to. There's going to be nights, man, where you're going to have to probably push them.
Yeah.
Especially in the playoffs. Especially when you don't have Zach out there. Every game is going to be, they're always meaningful, but that much more meaningful.
Absolutely. And I think as well, something else you look at when it comes to the NLDS is this year, the way the schedule's laid out, you have the extra day off. Like, you have a day off between game one and game two. So the Phillies, theoretically, they wouldn't need a fourth starter until the NLCS if they don't have to play in that first wild card series. So even if you play and you win it, then you're dealing with a situation where you might have to start your fourth starter, whether that's a Nola, whether that's a Walker, in game two of the NLDS. I'd much rather be in a situation where I can just, stick with my top three guys. And how do you look at it when it comes to the rotation? Because I know it's not, I guess, ideal to have lefties back to back to back. But if I'm going to the playoffs right now, my first three starters are Sanchez, Suarez, and Lizardo. I'd go with all three lefties back to back to back.
I know Luke was talking about that this morning, but that seems like you got to throw Aaron Nola in there. You got to, because of his pedigree and what he's done in the past. So you say Sanchez first, right?
Sanchez definitely first, no question about it.
I would probably go Nola second.
Nola second. I still trust Ranger. I still trust Ranger more than anybody.
See, that's the thing. That's interchangeable. Second or third, Nola. Rangers in that rotation, and then Luzilla.
The Luzilla?
Yeah, then Luzilla.
Yeah, and I think, don't forget about Taiwan, though. Taiwan's still in the mix.
I'm not forgetting Taiwan, but it's like I'm thinking about the first three, and then after that, it's really a toss-up. Taiwan has done well. If Nola wasn't back, that would push him up a little bit in my eyes. He would probably be maybe three behind Ranger. And Lizardo, you could play with it a little bit, but to me, Nola has to be in that rotation somewhere.
Yeah, and I think they'd love to have Nola in there, but Nola's got to show that he can pitch better, obviously, and it's one start. We'll see what happens this weekend, but a big start for him tomorrow night. How would you structure it, Luke, if you had your choice, and say the Phillies do avoid the wild card series and they can set it up how they want?
So Sanchez has to be one. And I think two, I don't know. I think you go Ranger two. Because then it's like you look at Ranger and Lizardo and you don't know which one is going to blow up at some point. Like, they'll have clean innings. They'll have a clean first inning, clean second inning. Then the fourth inning rolls around and they give up four or five runs out of nowhere.
Ranger's just one of those guys that, despite the way he's pitching, I'm always going to just have confidence in him in a big spot.
Yeah, he can keep that kind of mild manner, just that calmness, that coolness about him where he just hates
fielding.
So that
don't bother you that he had a whole meltdown? Like a couple weeks ago.
No, it was one game. He bounced back on
Monday. One meltdown. Okay.
Yeah.
He did bounce back this past week.
Yeah, he did. No, he did. But it, okay. Okay, I get you that.
So I think I'd go him too, and then you kind of need Nola to bounce back even a little bit. He just needs to, if you can have even like a 4 ERA the rest of the way, just show some positive outings of getting to the sixth inning, maybe
this
the
is an
all
hands on
get,
deck
get
situation.
This
as is
the
definitely
third guy.
All hands on deck scenario.
Yeah, it is. But it's going to be interesting, but definitely encouraging signs. I mean, the last couple days, the starting rotation, phenomenal in that Seattle series. And hopefully they can carry it on this weekend. Taiwan tonight, NOLA on Saturday, and then Ranger back out there on Sunday. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Big V. What's up, Big V?
Big V.
Yo. Hey, Luke. Big Hugh.
What's up, man? How you doing?
Man, look, let me tell you this. I'm loving the HD takeover, man. I mean, you on fire today, bro.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Joe and Kyle would be back Monday.
Yeah. But listen, you keep that same energy Monday when you guys go into your morning meeting about the show. Keep that same energy. It's the HD takeover, all right? Everybody sit down and shut up.
Yeah, that dog probably ain't going to hunt. But okay, fine. We'll work with that.
That was basically how it went this morning. HD takeover, all you sit down and shut up. It's exactly what Hugh said to us.
I was nice about it. I laughed and giggled when I said it.
But you meant it.
But listen, TK, loving the fact that you're not cutting Terrence off today.
I gave Terrence, I made sure.
It's called growth.
Terrence was fully done today because I was, you Big V, you have no clue how much that hurt me. First off, that I treated Terrence poorly. And second off, just how poorly handled that situation was. Like, I cringed every time I heard, you know, how much I just, funny. Like, cut him off.
I think what hurt even worse was Hugh laughing for 15 minutes.
Yeah, Hugh did just, you know, rip into me, but that's okay. I deserved it.
So listen, let's start off with the Phillies, on the Phillies thing. I'm sorry, the Eagles thing. It's a lock. I mean, I'm cautiously optimistic about it, or maybe a little more overly optimistic than some people. But, we've still got some things to work out. But I think that what we have, the roster that we have, if Jalen continues to be Jalen and the rest of the players live up to their expectation, yeah, it should be a repeat. Because keep in mind, I was the first one to say that how he built was a dynasty, and let's go on out and prove that. So, you know, and you know, I love this show because this is probably the only show where Jalen gets a lot of love because, you know, Spike really hates him.
Well, I don't know if that's necessarily true, Big V. I don't think he hates him.
Okay, well, and which goes along with that 100 pick. I think Jalen's getting a lot of bad press or a lot of talk about it because he's the hot commodity right now. I mean, he's the defending quarterback of the Super Bowl champions. So, you know, saying his name is going to push some buttons, especially in Philly, because, you know, there are people who don't like him, but most of all, there are a lot of fans that do like him. And when they talk about Jalen, it's like talking about my kid. Whoa, what'd you say?
Yeah, there's a lot that goes into that, BV. There's no question about that. But I think that a lot of times people don't listen to what's being said. They get super sensitive to it. Now, listen, I understand probably more than anybody the stigma that comes along with the position that he plays and him being an African-American quarterback. But a lot of times, especially on this station and in this time slot, I don't play that. And I know that's not where Joe and Kyle are coming from. But mm-hmm. I will say this. As a fan of Jalen, some of y'all need – not you, Big V, per se, but some of y'all need to listen to the conversation that's being had because you're so super sensitive to all of the negativity or what's being said about Jalen that you don't actually listen to what's being said. And that kind of bothers me because yesterday Joe took a lot of heat for saying that he don't think that Jalen's on the list because of the players voting for it. He never said he shouldn't be on the list. He said he doesn't think he's on the list and that he should be on the list. But a lot of times we leave it up to other folks to formulate our opinions for us and we don't listen to what's being said. He never said that Jalen is not on the list. He said that he thinks that the players didn't vote him on the list. So that right. was the conversation. But people took that, and I understand that a lot of times when you read the caption, it might not be clear. That's why you need to go vet it yourself. And he said that he don't think he's on the list because the players voted for
it. Right. A lot of people do fall for the clickbait.
Yeah.
But, yeah. But, we're a little sensitive about him, a lot of people. But you're right. You have to do your research. Stop falling for the okey-doke, the clickbait, and, you know, make your own decision.
Well, yeah, no, I hear you, Big V, and appreciate the call. I don't know what's necessarily like clickbaitish about it. I just think people just have different opinions on Jalen as a player, and it's just crazy to me how wide the spectrum is, because I feel like there aren't many down the middle opinions when it comes. It's either he's great, you can't criticize him, or you know, he's completely a byproduct of the players around him. And I think like there's a little bit of both. It's somewhere in the middle, you know. And I just don't know why people have so much trouble sometimes seeing that it is, you know, a little bit of both those things.
I think it's because it's those unquantifiable intangibles that I talk about. And a lot of times I strongly feel like this, is that we are in a space where a lot of times, especially when it comes to our sports takes, we have to be right about them. And I'm not saying that directly at anybody that I'm working with. I'm not talking about Kyle. I'm just saying as a collective, I'm talking about everybody that's in this sports space. So then we start splitting hairs and talking about, well, it should be more on Howie, because Howie put the meal together. Jalen still got to cook it, though. And I think what makes Jalen so special is that whether you agree with it or not, there are times where his attributes have to take a back seat to Saquon Barkley, to A.J. Brown, and to all of that. And I think the thing that people don't really understand, especially because they've never played professional sports, how ego-driven we all are. The fact that we sit here and argue about JT Realmuto not liking to sit down because he feels like he's a better player than he actually is, that should tell you everything you need to know why it makes Jalen so special. Because he took that backseat at times and didn't say a word. We sat here and I remember sitting on this station last year, and we're mad at Jalen because he doesn't show any emotion. None. We don't know what he's feeling. And that drove a lot of people crazy. Jalen, I think that's his strongest attribute, because he's never too high and he's never too low, and he does not care what people think about him. He never did. Now, a guy I played with, five, historically felt some kind of way because the folks booed him and they said stuff about him. He carried that. And some might say that it held him back to a certain extent.
Mm-hmm.
That hasn't been the case for Jalen. Jalen's been to two Super Bowls and has played phenomenal in both of them. That to me says a lot. And had a year last year where we could argue, and most people would be right, he was up and down. I remember telling stories about going into the press box and people talking about, well, we don't know what we're going to get from the quarterback today. But he's been through all of that, and he still came out a champion. Now, I know Lamar Jackson is the better quarterback, and I know that people will say, well, you know, if you put Lamar back there, he should be able to win one. We don't know that.
Yeah.
They've tried to build a team around Lamar, and it hasn't worked yet. They went out and got Derrick Henry, and they were one of the most dynamic offenses in the NFL last year. They went home. Josh Allen went out there and was throwing the football all over the place, and he was the MVP of the league. He went home.
Right.
So what you saying?
And I think that's fair. I think the comparison you made with Jalen Donovan is a fair one. And I am still, I think, one of the biggest Donovan McNabb fans in the city. I think Donovan was incredible. And I think as a player, if we're just looking at their skill sets, I think Donovan was a more talented quarterback than Jalen is. You know, that's just the way I see it. But those other factors that you mentioned, like you said, may have held Donovan back at points.
It's those unquantifiable intangibles that matter. And those are the things that Jalen has. That's what he has to me, and that's what I see.
Yeah.
For a quarterback. Think of any quarterback that you've ever known to have to throw the ball as much as he's done in the past, and then all of a sudden say, okay, dog, don't throw the football. Give it to the running back.
A lot of them would not do it.
Not to get too much into it, but one of the reasons why it's speculated that the T.O. Donovan thing went the way that it did is because somebody was getting more shine than the other person. Think about that for a minute.
Yeah.
And it derailed everything. And this dude sat here, didn't say a word, and let it do what it do, and became a champion in an MVP NFL Super Bowl MVP for it. That doesn't happen often. How many stories have we heard in NFL where the receiver and the quarterback, outside of the one that we all know so well, that they have a little rift. They can't get it done. And he didn't do any of that.
Yeah.
He sat and he played his position. That's the things that I don't think people really get when you talk about stuff like that.
And that is something that does deserve to be brought up more from last year. Absolutely. I mean, the fact that he did that, and then, again, in the championship game, in the Super Bowl, when they needed him to throw, he did it and did it at a very, very high level. 215-592-9494, if you want to get in. 215-592-9494. Time to get in your calls. Eagles locking the NFC East. Talking about Rod Thompson. If you want to get on Jalen Hurts, do you think he's a top 20 NFL player? It appears that he probably is. Hasn't come out on this list yet. I think he's in the top 20, but want to get your take on that as well. And also, some audio from Nick Foles in the next segment as well regarding this current Eagles team and what he thinks of their chances to repeat. That's coming up next. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio alongside Hugh Douglas. It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94W.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
YP.
This is the best of the Phillies on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
It is the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Chickies and Pizza South Philly is our Friday home. Wow, very close to the end of the Friday run for yep. Chickies, switching to Monday. Time flies, man. Yeah.
Summer Fridays.
Now, yeah. our first Monday is actually going to be a Friday.
Yes.
After the opener. Yes. You know. It's just crazy.
So we do wait to the – now, do we go the following Monday still?
I don't know.
I feel like we always get stuck in this one.
I think that's what we do. We go straight to Monday, so it's back-to-back Chickie shows.
Oh, so Friday, then Monday.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that would make sense.
A lot of back-to-back, you know? Eagles yes. back-to-back.
Oh, yeah. Back-to-back there he goes.
We got a blue chew read coming up.
Yep, back-to-back-to-back. That help you go back-to-back.
That's what my line was going to be.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you remembered it now. We will get to the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report in a moment, but it is Friday at 4:30, which means does James Seltzer hold on to the belt?
There could only be one. The boss. The chief. The top of the mountain, the WIP Afternoon Show presents The Belt.
I am a real American. Fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American. Fight for what's right. Fight for your life.
That's right. The WIP Afternoon Show belt is rewarded every week at 4:30 to the WIP employee that had the best week,
right.
Brought it that week. Now, last week, I don't believe this was correctly awarded, but James Seltzer took the belt last week for his rant on Jalen Hurts and
Justin Herbert. Tear-filled rant.
I believe I eviscerated him the next day, and I should have had the belt.
Right.
But the way the belt works is if nobody brought it that week, then that person holds on to the belt. And the question is, does James Seltzer hold on to the belt? The answer is no.
Finally.
The belt is awarded to Jack Fritz.
Yep.
Jack Fritz?
The crowd heard it.
The hell did he do?
Who's Burn Jack the Fritz? Boats!
Burn the boats was his idea.
Burn the boats! You hear the people. This is such bull.
This is such bull.
He gets it for burn the boats.
This is bull.
He's trying for a documentary. The guy got screwed out of one documentary. He's trying for another one. You can't hate on that.
Oh,
it's
God.
Selfish, as Jack always is, but burn the boats was Jack's idea. It's the newest sensation.
Okay. Okay. Yes, we got it, yes. Somebody out here is burning the boats.
Yep.
How does this trump what Broads did?
Broads didn't do anything.
He didn't do anything.
He had a passionate plea.
He yelled at a guy in the middle of the night.
Who clearly was posing as an Eagles fan and ripping Jalen.
He wasn't ripping. He was being honest.
That
guy cooked Broads.
Broads spoke for all Philadelphia fans. And
it was one in the morning.
Awarding this guy for burn the boats?
Yes.
What type of take is burn the boats?
First off, no one even know about the Broads thing if he didn't tweet it out in a 7-minute video.
Smart by him.
One in the morning.
I needed to see it.
Come on.
I needed to hear that.
Look, if Broads gets the belt every time he yells, Broads is going to get the belt every single week.
Well,
oh, come on. That guy made a lot of sense. If that guy was a WIP employee, I'd have given it to the caller.
We should have given it to the caller.
But it's got to be a WIP employee.
I tell you, Broads, they're holding you down, man.
Very much disagree with that.
Yeah.
Building them up.
Next week is a big week for you, Ike, in that, you know, we're leading up to Eagles season. And for you to take the belt away. Actually, we're off next Friday. So Fritz is going to hold the belt for 2 weeks.
Oh, no. He will.
Unbelievable.
And I'm going to beat the camera and running.
Yeah.
Might have that beat for a month.
So running
the belt for a month.
So running's going to happen on Tuesday. We don't know.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, the running will happen on Tuesday. We do not believe this will be a public-facing event.
No.
Yeah.
We don't know where it's going to be. It's going to be a 400-meter race. So that's one lap around the track.
Yeah.
Yep.
So Jack once ran a mile in 8 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Under 8 minutes. 7:52.
7:52, which would mean that he should be able to do the 400 in $1:45.
Yeah.
I would not time this.
2 minutes and under.
Oh, it will be timed.
Unfortunately,
it will be timed. But you trained for the 8-minute mile. You haven't trained for this.
No, I've ran a couple times.
That's not training.
What do you mean it's not training?
Running a couple of times is not training.
Did you run around the track?
Well, I ran further.
You just ran distance.
So I ran a half mile as fast as I could.
Okay.
So that hopefully the quarter mile is easier.
Do you want to tell us what your half mile time was?
No, I didn't time it.
Okay.
I just record. I mean, I think it was like a 3-something.
3 minutes?
Maybe. That feels off, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's way off.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay. All right. Well,
so we'll see.
We will see.
But I'm going to, it'll be fine.
You're going to win?
Yeah, I'm going to win running.
Okay.
Yeah.
You better win running.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Let's get to the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Jackie Baseball.
Get us to basketball.
I mean, it's just like
A lot of pressure.
Yeah, well, yeah. I guess so.
Oh, my God.
It's just like, you know, these people. These people.
You brought this on yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really wish golf went a different way.
It didn't.
Yeah, I know.
It didn't. You ever read the book Who Moved My Cheese? You ever got to read that book?
Who?
It's a self-help book. You got to read
the book.
What's
the name of it again?
Who Moved My Cheese?
Oh, Who Moved
My Cheese. It is a legendary self-help book.
What's the premise?
So the premise is, basically, there's two mice in a maze, and they keep putting the cheese in the same place for them to eat. And one day, they move the cheese. They both go back to the place where the cheese always is, and they're like, oh, no, no cheese. One mouse keeps going back to the same place, sad that the cheese has been moved. The other mouse starts looking around the rest of the maze to find where the cheese is. You're the mouse that keeps going to the corner where the cheese isn't. You got to move on from the golf and win the next two.
Yeah.
What? How long? That had nothing to do with the
golf. Of course
golf.
It did.
Yeah, I didn't.
He's fixating on the loss. It's about not fixating on what happened. It's about moving forward.
Was this a picture book? How long was this book?
This is a look.
10 pages?
You would do good with a couple of self-help books.
Why? I think I'm fine.
You would. I bet Nick Sirianni knows the book.
Yeah.
I bet he does.
Probably does.
I bet a lot of listeners do.
I would bet no listeners.
You think AJ has that in his collection?
He might. If you are a listener and
it's
you have read this
book.
Yes. 215-592-9494. Get to the
I just don't know what I need self-help with.
Well.
Focusing on the loss. You're whining about golf. It was 2 months
ago. It's not whining about golf. I'm mad about golf.
All right. Get to the Phillies.
All right. Ike shoots 186, and he's starting to get a little confident. I feel I can see that.
He's taking shots at everybody else.
I had nothing to do with this.
Taking shots at everybody else.
All right. So the one thing, Rob Thompson gave an update on the progress of Zach Wheeler. Here is Rob Thompson.
I think we'll know some in the next couple of days. We'll see him in the next couple of days. I'm just not sure when. But we'll have some more information coming.
That's it.
We'll see him in the next couple of days.
Not more information.
Okay.
Now that's
not really an update.
But you didn't say season's over.
Well, Charlotte, I don't know, from the Athletic. Yeah, I don't think that's the full quote. He also said that he's feeling well, resting, and doing best.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that was the only quote I saw.
Okay.
But yes, I did see the Charlotte tweet as well. So they didn't shut him down for the year. So that was good. Where are we at on calling the division race?
Oh.
7 games up now on the Metropolitans. Really a chance to bury him next week. I mean.
Yeah. Are you trying to call it over already?
Just wondering. I wonder if we're monitoring.
Not until they are finished playing the Mets. Still got 7 games to play against the Mets.
I know.
Yeah, I would be nervous about calling
it. I would not do
yet.
That.
Now.
And you.
Not doing it.
Exactly.
I want to see where you two are. We're getting chesty.
I want to jinx it.
I want to call it because I hate Mets fans so much. I would love to call it. I love seeing them cry. But, you know, I don't know. We lose 2 out of 3 to the Nats, and then we go to Citi Field and get swept or something.
They're sweeping the Nats this weekend. They're sweeping the Nats.
Oh,
this
wow.
Weekend.
Now you're confident.
Yeah.
They're sweeping the Nats.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Were you going to call it?
No.
Okay.
I want to see where you guys were.
Okay.
Lineup tonight, Casty is hitting 7th, so he's in there against the righty. So Bader is out of the lineup tonight. Kepler's in left field. The hot Max Kepler is still in left field. And then Brandon Marsh is in center field. So the platoons roll on with Rob Thompson.
It's working.
Yep.
Casty in there against the righty. Aiden Miller, 2 home runs last night. He's cooking since the trade deadline.
Guys got 11 home runs this year.
12.
Okay.
Yeah.
OPS over 1,000 in August.
Great. Hopefully he can play his whole career in August. These Phillies, top 2 Phillies prospects are suspect until they're not.
Yep.
Every prospect.
I'm labeling Andrew Painter suspect, Aiden Miller suspect.
Huh? Yeah.
They're
unfortunately,
both
that's where we are, Fritzy.
Yeah. Moving on.
All right. I know Jack gets uncomfortable.
Yeah.
When I get critical.
Yeah. Especially of my boys.
Okay.
All right. And last thing here. If it comes down to it, right now, who is starting game 4 if it comes down to it? Taiwan or Knowles?
You're asking me right now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Aaron Nola.
Still Knowles.
If let's say game 4 was tomorrow.
Yeah. You going Taiwan or you going Nola?
If game 4 was tomorrow?
Yeah.
I've not seen Aaron Nola pitch well this year. I would go Taiwan tomorrow. Now I expect once the playoffs happen that it'll be Knowles.
Yeah.
But if it was tomorrow, I would go Taiwan.
Taiwan stepped up.
215.
On the mound tonight.
215 592-9494.
Give up seven tonight.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, like Aaron Nola does every start.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so far this year, you know.
Yeah.
But I fully expect Knowles will normalize and end up being Nola by the playoffs. We're going to need him. We're going to need him. Yeah. It would be a huge boost if he was
good. Put it this way. Either way, you're going to be nervous with either one of them.
Of course.
Yeah, let's act like we're going to be.
We'd be terrified.
All pumped up with Taiwan being out
No, I'd be terrified. Yeah. I'd be terrified. All right, 215-592-9494.
They may not have to go for.
What's that?
We may not have to use four.
Yeah, at least, yeah, not in the first series. Right. Yeah. You know what? I'm not terrified? When you go to BlueChew.com.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah, I know you're going to be taken care of. When you go to BlueChew.com and you enter code 94 for your first month free, all you got to do is pay for the shipping, $5 for shipping, mm-hmm. first month free. Mm-hmm. BlueChew takes something that is difficult, something that is hard, some may say, and makes it easy. That is this process of getting this product. Holy moly. What are you thinking about, Jack?
Way to land the plane.
Yeah, absolutely. They take the process that would have involved going to a doctor's office, making the appointment, having an awkward conversation with a doctor, then waiting in line in the pharmacy, and having to swallow a pill. All of that has changed.
No.
Blue Chew is going to give you chewable, so you don't have to worry about swallowing a pill. Blue Chew is going to take care of all the doctor stuff online. You just go to BlueChew.com. It takes you like 5 minutes. They'll figure out the right mix for you. The same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, and Staxin. Blue Chew is going to ship it to you so you don't have to go to the pharmacy in a discreet...
Hard.
Package?
Wow, that was a new one.
Yeah.
Well, I figured we all switched something up.
And your first month is free. Absolutely free. Just use code 94 at checkout. $5 for shipping. That's all you got to pay. And then you can...
Chew it and do it.
Chew it. Do it.
Dominic and Glenside, you're on WIP.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Good, man. How are you?
Big Dom.
I'm all right. Hey, listen, I got to tell you. You surprised? Yes, I have read my sheet, and it was assigned to me to read when I was at KYW News Radio. Mark Rayfield, I believe it was Mark. It could have been Yad, but I believe it was definitely Rayfield.
So you read Who Moved My Cheese?
Yeah, absolutely. Sure. And what, he made the whole sales team read Who Moved My Cheese.
There we go.
Oh.
And was
so
it,
this seems like a corporate mandated book?
No.
It's a children's book? He gave everybody a copy and said, read it.
No, it's not a children's book. It is a good book about not focusing on the failures not focusing on yesterday, but looking forward.
All right.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I was listening the other day, and it's good to know that Rob Kaluskin still likes smoking cigars. I got to tell you, I knew Rob when he first started out. Well, I shouldn't say when he first started out. When I first started out in sales at KYW, Rob, that was before he became a manager. He was a salesman.
Yeah, we don't talk about the era of Rob. That was a different era of Rob. You know.
Oh, Rob's a great guy. I got to tell you, man. He's fun to be with. I mean, there's no getting around it. He's the life of any outing or what have you. But listen, I wanted to make a quick comment about your poll as pertains to the Super Bowl versus the World Series.
Yes.
I got to say, man, let's be a dynasty. Let's get another Super Bowl, man. Let's be one of them teams that, you know, we've always looked at, you know, from afar and – really, we disliked because we really wanted to be them, and they got to a point where you couldn't stand them. But I want to be that team. I want to be that team that everybody in the country looks at and says, man, they got it going on over there. They're the dynasty. You know, I want to be the next dynasty, and winning a World Series would be great, but it doesn't put us in that category as being a dynasty just
but
yet.
It could start a dynasty.
It
oh, could
start
it?
It? But you know what?
Wow. With a bunch of 35-year-olds?
Wow, we're doing the whole Eagles dynasty thing. Well, listen.
The Eagles have the youngest roster in the NFL. All right.
Yeah.
I want the Phillies to win, too. This is not going to be a dynasty.
No, we'll take the one.
Aiden's coming.
Yeah.
It's not that I don't want the Phillies to win. It's just that I would rather right now to be a part of, you know, football royalty. And that's essentially what it is. I mean.
Yeah.
Why not us? And, yes, we got a whole lot of years and a whole lot of younger players, But that means we can maybe, you know, pull a Belichick and do like Brady did. Why not? Why not us?
Why not us?
Why not us? We do have a Brady-like quarterback.
I know. I was just going to say the same thing.
McKee?
Oh, that's just a small detail. We got a guy for this era that's as great for this team. Well,
yeah.
As
I meant Brady the winning
was.
Aspect of yeah. Brady. Just oh, the
right.
winner.
Yes, absolutely. Right. Absolutely.
As
absolutely.
Long as the team's great around.
Right on that.
Yeah, that's all that yeah. matters.
All right,
hey,
Dominic.
Listen, guys, y'all have a good rest of your day. And I've enjoyed the show over the past couple of days. Keep going what you're doing. And you know what? If you see Rob, just tell him Dominic said hello. Hey,
I will
question.
Do.
Was Mark Caruso at golf outing?
No.
Oh, okay. I got to give Mark a call.
Wow. Anybody else office. You know over here? You want to call?
I probably know your whole sales staff over there.
All right, Dominic.
But
right,
anyway,
brother.
You guys take care. You're doing a great job.
All right.
All right, brother.
Yeah, Rob has a younger Rob was a problem.
I could see that.
Life of a party problem, yeah.
You know, I don't think anyone's ever described me as the life of the party.
No, you're not life of the party
at
all.
You're not a life of the party guy.
No.
Nah.
Yeah.
Just happy to be. I'm a one-on-one.
Well, neither am I, though. I'm not a life of the party guy.
My.
Oh, will you get a couple in there?
You light up a room.
No. Yeah.
That's not what I would view as a life of the party.
Okay.
Life of the party is the guy who's going around.
Telling stories.
Drawing attention.
Right.
That's not. I don't do that.
That's a pressure situation. Yeah. That's not
yeah.
for me.
Well, yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah.
Like just like it's like the guy the other day that was giving the speeches at the golf thing. At the
cigar guy.
The cigar
yeah.
guy.
Yeah.
He screams life of the party. But also, not a fan.
Well, but him? He's fine.
Yeah.
He's doing his job. Tasty right. Cake Dom, you're on WIP.
Hey, Spike.
Hey, Dom.
Hi, Ike. Hi, Jack.
What's up, Tasty Cake?
Why'd you stop talking?
You can't expect any caller that's been on hold to be focused after the furry thing and everything.
I
right?
know. I mean, now, Dom, you're not a furry, are you?
I am not, no. I don't know what it is, Jack.
Wow, yeah, I don't know. Well. Don't Google it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I just want to tell Dom what it is because I want to hear your reaction.
Yeah,
well,
tell
I kind of, I asked as Ike. First of all, I really want to get in. Ike, you and yes. Spike, what a knock out of the park interview with Nick Sirianni.
Oh, thanks.
I mean, that was a great interview. I've heard it
mostly
twice
Spike,
now.
But yeah, thank you.
And boy, you asked some great questions, and he gave better answers.
Yeah, and, I think he sounds like a motivational speaker now, almost. Not that he's loud. No, I mean, like,
I'm just saying. Can you imagine him saying that 5 years
yeah,
ago?
Yeah, it's crazy. When he gave his speech about like how to, not speech. When he gave his answer about how mm-hmm. to set culture, mm-hmm. it was like it was perfect. I wouldn't have changed any of it. And the fact that he can do that, it just sounds it's such a. But I said earlier this week when we were talking about somebody that you change your mind on.
You had a growth.
I mean, it's just incredible. Yeah.
Yeah, with our coach and our quarterback, well, I feel real good about the next 8 years yeah. for the Philadelphia Eagles. Man, do I feel good.
Okay.
So
what would you rather have? An Eagles
well,
Super Bowl or a Phillies World
so,
Series?
So, Spike,
yeah.
I told Ike this a long time ago. Phillies always – my dad passed away September 5th, 2008. He just missed it.
Oh, wow.
And – man, were the Phillies, like there was one game for him, baseball. So the Phillies are always there for me. But I got to be with these other guys. If we win a third Super Bowl in a 10, I know it's less than 10 years, but when they, you know, shows do the last 10 years dominant, if we go to four Super Bowls and win three of them in the last 10 years, that's one of the most dominant teams of all times now.
Yeah, I mean it's weird because it's almost a completely different team from
that 17 team.
Yeah, from 17.
It really is.
Yeah, but all that said, it's still the same organization.
Yeah,
but it they are two different eras.
Yeah,
you know,
I don't,
of Eagles football.
I include it, but I don't include it.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Ike.
Yes.
You said two gets Jalen in. I gotta have three because the way this national media crumbs. They would plunk it, his ass.
Well, Eli's going to get in with two.
They would Jim Plunkett, Jason.
I think Jim Plunkett is He's still not in,
he's not in.
He's the only quarterback that won two Super Bowls, the starting quarterback that won two Super Bowls that didn't get in the Hall of Fame.
Was he elite? Dom?
They won two Super Bowls in 4 years.
Okay, was he an elite quarterback, do you think?
No, he wasn't.
But he's a winner.
Man.
But he's a
winner. Don't worry about where Spike's trying to lead you to. Yes, it's okay.
It's okay. I don't think Eli was elite either, but I would rather be a Giants
fan. Well, he was closer to elite than Jim Plunkett.
Yeah, for sure. I would rather be a Giants fan who had two Super Bowls with Eli than you know, a cheerful organization that had an elite quarterback and didn't have any Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Spike, hard for Jim Plunkett to get stats when he's handing the ball off to Mark Sale.
Yeah, but...
Right?
Well, we have Saquon.
I mean, like, didn't Marcus against the Redskins, didn't Marcus Allen have 300 yards in that game? I mean, he
that
went
Super
bananas
Bowl,
against...
276, I think.
John Elway played pretty good with Terrell Davis there.
Yeah,
it's like, come on. I mean,
that's okay.
Yeah.
He was not an elite quarterback.
He's not. But he won two Super Bowls.
Spike, I wanted to tell you one more thing going in because my last five phone calls,
I think
I've been decent and to the point and everything. The one thing I want to do for you, all three of you guys, is first 41 games, I'm not talking basketball.
Oh,
41 games this year?
41.
The first 41.
Yeah, I mean, if they're first bad 41. Enough, we might have to talk basketball for the second 41, to be honest with you.
Well,
so you better get it in while you can.
Yeah.
Not be critical. I mean, the guy, to give this guy a fair shake, I mean, he's got an unbelievable new roster. I think they're going to have to play differently. I don't know who the heck could get 10 rebounds other than Joel on this roster, Spike. So they're going to have to win games with pace, getting turnovers. I hope I'm wrong, but do you see them being dominant on the boards in any way?
No. But if Embiid plays, they'll win 50 games. If he doesn't, they'll be bad. I mean, like, thank you for the call, Dom. Like, I don't really – the small stuff on the Sixers is almost impossible to debate.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, who's playing power forward? I don't care. Is the – best player playing or is he not playing?
I'm not worried about the Sixers rebounding on August 27th.
Yeah, just like with all due respect to Dom, it's just like that thing doesn't matter. It's almost impossible to analyze the team. Mm-hmm. If Embiid plays, they'll be good. If he doesn't play, they probably won't be. They should be better, though, than last year when he doesn't play if they all grow up, you know?
Dude, Jim Plunkett's stats are horrible.
Yeah,
holy
Jim
cow.
Plunkett never made a Pro Bowl, was never all pro. He has 34 more interceptions than he does touchdowns.
That's wild.
Yeah, 164 to 198.
Dude, his 1984 season, he had 6 touchdowns and 10 picks.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't turn the ball over that much.
Yeah.
He did win Super Bowl MVP.
That's the most notable thing he has on his resume.
Huh.
It's Jalen was all pro, and he was a pro bowler.
I'm just messing with you. Jack, what's coming up in the top 5 and 5?
Hold on, though. In the Super Bowl against the Eagles, he threw 3 touchdowns, and it was 13-21.
I wonder where Elliott would have ranked him the next year.
I know.
Year. Yeah.
Oh, the things I would do to go back in time.
Yep.
To go back in time. So the things that Spike defends a little too hard.
Oh, wow.
I know what this is going to be, and I don't want to do it.
Oh, wow.
I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. Wow. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
You've been listening to the best of the Phillies on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.